CBSI on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space himself, is my colleague and co-host and co-pilot. And we're very pleased to welcome the managing editor of Parabolic Arc, Doug Messier, to help us update two stories, NASA's Orion and SLS, the Artemis missions, and SpaceX's ambition to launch Starship in preparation for launching on the Moon and Mars. Doug, a very good evening to you. I read from NASA's announcement on the successful return of the Lockheed-built Orion spacecraft. NASA's Orion spacecraft splashed down Pacific Ocean west of Baja California Sunday after a record-breaking mission, traveling more than 1.4 million miles on a path around the Moon, returning safely to Earth, completing the Artemis flight test. Your measure of this, Doug, is NASA satisfied with the spacecraft, with the SLS launch, and are they looking to the future now to a manned mission? Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening, John. NASA's very thrilled with the results of the mission. As far as they know, it went pretty close to perfectly. Of course, as a flight test, they did have some communication dropouts, but nothing serious. The space launch system, which consisted of a large core tank, a large core stage with four shuttle-era main engines and two rocket boosters, performed better than expected, delivered the ship. The upper stage did exactly what it was supposed to do. The mission lasted about 25 and a half days, in which they flew around the Moon and out beyond it, and then they came in and landed in the Pacific exactly as planned. So it's about as good a flight test as you can ever hope for. So they're looking to the future. The future is the Artemis II mission, which will send four astronauts back to the Moon. That'll be for the first time since 1972, when the Apollo 17 mission was flown. That was flown 50 years ago this week. So it was, the timing was, good for that. NASA wanted to fly this mission a lot earlier than they did. They had a lot of delays in it, but, it was kind of symbolic. And the Artemis II mission, will be a test of a full, crewed test of the, Orion capsule and the European service module, which is, produced by ESA. And that's supposed to happen in 2024. And if everything goes well, NASA's hoping for landing at the South Pole of the Moon with two people and two astronauts in 2025, no earlier than 2025. But I'm guessing that'll probably slip.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Yes. Doug, how did the heat shield perform? And they mentioned that they had a completely computer-driven skip maneuver when they came into the atmosphere. Can you talk about that or what they meant by that?
Yeah, the skip maneuver is when the spacecraft kind of goes into the atmosphere, kind of skips out, and then reenters again. And the point of that is to reduce the G loads on the astronauts. So when the astronauts come in, they can be subject to a lot of many times the force of gravity due to the heat, due to the way the reentry is. The heat shield seemed to have performed as planned. There was a lot of testing, years of testing of it. As far as we know, I haven't heard anything that they had any problems with it. But there's a lot of engineering analysis that goes on after these missions. They look at every little thing, every little piece of data they get. So, we'll see if there are any serious anomalies down the road.
The news is very positive about Orion in general. Is that the opinion of the business itself, the inside of manned space? Is everybody pleased, Doug?
Well, not everybody's pleased by this. There's a lot of people who would have preferred for NASA not to go on the space launch system path that they went on. This was an adaptation of shuttle hardware that the two solid rocket motor boosters were basically enlarged versions of what was used on shuttle. There were four segments of solid rocket motors on the shuttle, this one was a five, had five segments. So it's about, I guess, about 25% longer or bigger. And the program kind of adapted shuttle engines, the main engines used on the shuttle, and a kind of external tank, which became the core stage. So it's been delayed many years. It's been way over budget by billions of dollars. So there's still critics out there who feel like this has been a wasteful thing to do. But NASA's very happy with it, and even some of the critics are saying, hey, you know, that was a great flight.
David?
Is there any chance that Artemis II might fly sooner, or is it absolutely we have to wait for this later date to go?
Not fair right now. I think it's sometime in 2024, but it might fly sooner than that. But I think it's probably, I mean, we're already almost into 2023, so it's going to take a while for NASA to do something next. And it's just because these vehicles are, you know, take a long time to produce and test out. So it's, and they're very expensive.
Let's go to Boca Chica, Doug. There's somebody who moves quickly. This is SpaceX. Time is money. SpaceX is testing Super Heavy, which is the first stage of Starship. What is the mission of Starship, when and if it launches?
Starship is designed to be a fully reusable, massive. The Starship is the upper stage rocket. It's supposed to be a fully reusable rocket and spacecraft. The goal, Elon Musk's eventual goal is to send people to Mars to colonize it. There's going to be an adaptation of Starship that is being used in the Artemis program to land astronauts on the moon. So it's designed to be fully reusable, very cheap. You're supposed to land the first stage, the Super Heavy, back on the launch pad itself, refuel it, put a new Starship on top, and then launch again quickly. So you're looking at a massive vehicle with airplane-like operations. That's what Elon wants it to be. It hasn't launched yet. What they've been doing down at Boca Chica on the southern border in Texas is testing the Super Heavy. 2 weeks ago, they did a 11-engine test of the Raptor engines. That's not a full test. I think that full Super Heavy will have 32 engines. I think they're going to start with 27. So they're kind of working up in terms of the number of engines on the first stage and how they're testing them together.
David?
For this first flight, demo flight that everybody's talking about for Starship, which will likely go off maybe early next year, what's the profile for that demo flight? What is it supposed to do?
Well, it's going to go into orbit, but it won't be a stable orbit. It's supposed to go, and like the Starship would have a kind of crash landing in the ocean off of the coast of Hawaii in the Pacific. So that's, it's designed to just sort of test out the Super Heavy and launch that for the first time and see how, Starship does in a, it's not going to be a complete orbit. It'll be mostly most of the orbit. And it's also designed as Starship comes in, it's supposed to test the heat shield to see how well that works. So it's a systems test, a orbital systems test.
What is the expectation, back to NASA, of a NASA manned landing on the moon? What is the date for that? And does Musk have a date for landing on the moon with Starship?
I don't know what Musk's date is for that. There's supposed to be Musk just got another contract for an additional landing. So there's going to be a test landing, I think, with no astronauts aboard. There'll be a couple of demonstration flights. NASA recently gave them a $1.15 billion additional contract, which brings their amount to $4 billion. So NASA's, I guess, hoping for no earlier than 2025 for that first human landing. So that's where that is right now. And there's some concern, given delays with Starship and Super Heavy, that that might now be the long pole in the tent, as it were, the pacing item in terms of landing.
But there's no date from Musk for his manned landing on the moon. Is that correct, Doug? We have 30 seconds.
No, I don't think Musk has put one out. He's going to send a group of people around the moon in a Starship in a program funded by a Japanese billionaire.
Doug Messier is the managing editor of Parabolic Arc, watching the inside as well as the outside of manned space and robot space. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.